Denver EWA. Mobile is boring.
KO4CEF.
Why aren't you on the road getting out of town?
Volume down for some reason.
Why are you not on the road getting out of town, brother?
Daniel 2, so we're waiting a few minutes and start packing the truck here in a little bit.
Been quite an hour over there, is it?
So, although that's when it's supposed to start raining, which will be fun, but we've done it plenty of times.
This way. Just go run around out there in one of those showers, and that way you won't have to have a bath Saturday night.
Yeah, you can do that. I don't think it'd be the same, but that's about what my kids do.
When you wear your clothes, you don't have to wash them in the washing machine. Look at all the money and soap you save.
Yeah.
That way, with your clothes on, just think of the eyesore that you save everybody else.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be too bad. It's supposed to be thunderstorms this evening, but I guess we'll see.
Some extra long tent stakes and use a really good nylon cord to tie it all down. You'll be all right. And use your truck as a windbreak.
One downside is the tent uses metal poles to hold it up, but I think it'll be all right. It's a Kodiak canvas tent. Man, I love this thing, but God darn it, it weighs 100 pounds almost.
What you throw on your backpack and take out into the Shining Rock Wilderness?
Different tent for that.
And every fall, there for about 10 years, I'd take all the teenage boys from church up onto the Shining Rock Wilderness, and we'd camp out above 6,000 feet. And I got to a point where I had that thing down to a science. I used a 12-ounce sirloin steak that was froze solid as part of the packing that would keep my other food cool that I had. And by the time it was time to eat, it had thawed out. And I cooked that steak on a little grill that I had in my pack, and incorporated with all that, I had what was called a slumberjack. It was like a mummy sleeping bag, except it had a couple of tent poles where I could just get right down inside that puppy, and the whole thing weighed 4 pounds.
I bet if I was jealous of the steak once you broke it out.
Wait. The first two or three years I went up there, I took MREs, and the old brown pack MREs, and I told the kids, I said, now look, next time we go in the fall, y'all need to start getting creative. Now you've seen how to do this thing, now you need to start getting creative, because in the fall I'm going to be eating steak, and I ain't going to share. You wouldn't believe what some of the kids came up there with. Cans of Beanie Weenies and SpaghettiOs and, I mean, all kinds of different stuff. But, you know, once I'd gone up there about 5 or 6 times, I got it all figured out. My pack, I had other luxuries in there with it, along with some protection, but my pack generally weighed about between 25 and 30 pounds, and that's with all the extra gear, you know, with first aid kits for the kids and everything else.
Guess if I hadn't got into the hiking stuff yet, my kids are still fairly young. I think my oldest, he'll probably start doing it soon, so who knows. But, yeah, so I'm slowly getting my backpacking type hiking stuff ready. That way, when the time comes, I'll have enough. But, yeah, it's usually the same way when we go with the Boy Scouts. The boys, they'll be trying to plan, like, quick, easy meals, and the adults will be fixing fajitas, and I'll do the Mountain Man breakfast in the Dutch oven. I mean, we'll have all kinds of good breakfast while they're just down there frying up pieces of bacon and eating Pop-Tarts.
Yep. Hey, well, you got time for me to tell you a little quick story?
Go ahead.
on the top of the Shining Rock Wilderness. That's up on top of the parkway out from one of the cliffs up there, the Devil's Courthouse. Well, we got a new pastor at church. Well, he's a younger fella, and he says, I'm going to go with you guys. Well, across the top of Balsam Knob, it's all rhododendron and all that kind of stuff, just about 6 foot high. And there's one little path, the goat path, that goes right through it. And it twists and turns. We'll let it drop. Hang on, Chandler. Let me finish my story. So anyhow, we get up through there, and all the way up there, we're talking about wild hogs and bears. We getting him primed up. Well, he's out front leading the kids, and I'm bringing up the rear, and I kind of work my way up to the front. Well, when he ain't looking, I split off and I get out ahead by about 50 yards and I get around one of those little turns in those rhododendrons. And just as soon as they start coming around that little turn, I'm all augered up into those rhododendrons where he can't see. And I grab them bushes and I do my best. I let man backed up over about 6 kids.
Oh, I can only imagine. Oh, I bet that was awesome. Go ahead, Chandler.
Jump in there, buddy.
Hey, Steve. I'm sitting here in the lot, having smoke. I'm just listening to y'all talking about hiking. Depending on how old you are and how fit you are, sounds like you are pretty good at it.
I was pretty good at it. That's been a few years ago now. And now I'll be 67 in October. And while I could still get up there, I believe I could still get up there. I could still make it and do just fine. But my pack ain't going to be 25 pounds, I can tell you. It's going to be trimmed down to about 15 or 20.
All right. Well, I'm not here socializing with a friend. It's a co-worker. So I'm going to sit by and hang out with them for a little bit. I just want to jump in and say good morning. Good morning to you as well, Kato's former CEO. Kato's former WWC, I'll be on the side.
We'll talk to you later, buddy. And Andrew, I tell you what, I got about another 60 seconds here before I get to my destination. And I hope y'all have a good time up there today. And watch out for the wild hogs now.
Roger that. 732, have fun. I'm going to get back to playing around on this flight trainer software, doing the expert mode since I can wreck it and it don't bother my plane. So, Chandler, 732, have a good one. Have fun at work. And hopefully I'll hit y'all maybe this weekend or next week. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Yay. I'm clear.
KO4 HYC, wondering what accident was on 101. We had to go cut around. Does anyone know? Thank you. I guess we'll just find out later. KO4 HYC, clear.
KO4 HYC, just a second. I'll see if I can pull up the DOT website and find out for you.
KO4 WWZ.
Crash in progress with no injuries, showing me, of course the storms are still on scene. They're probably just investigating. Over.
WZI, I cannot hear you. We're mobile and we just went by a 5G tower. Maybe that's why, but everything cut out. KO4HYC, clear.
That crash is on 101. DOT website has it labeled as in progress. There's no injuries. It is at Milford Church Road at SC 101 in Greenville County. No injuries. Still in progress, but it should clear up soon.
He came in. Thank you very much. Roger that. KO4HYC. Thank you.
No problem, and welcome, KF4WWZ, five listening.
For WWB, KF4NXY.
Hey, David, go ahead.
Just wondering if you got the email I sent yesterday. I wasn't sure I was putting in the right address when I sent it to you.
I'll give you a check.
Go ahead, Chandler.
No address, but I have a phone number.
Okie dokie. Well, if you got that, then I'll send you the address next. I'll get on my computer shortly and email you the address. I just didn't want to put the address out there if I wasn't sending it to the right person, but I'll take care of that.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I done had my two cups of coffee and got my insulin shots done and my handful of medication, all that kind of stuff an old man's got to do.
Don't feel too bad. I'm a young man and I have to take a lot of medications myself.
I heard you talking about that the other day, but I believe you got some pretty severe allergies.
Yep, I got severe allergies and asthma.
On that, yeah. Sometimes the bodies we got just don't want to go along with what all our minds want to do. Yeah, I know how you feel. So, but you know, it's still a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're on this side of the dirt, and this time of the year is the greatest time of the year for me anyway. I love this time of the year. It's not too hot, not too cold, and plenty of sunshine. But anyway, you have a good morning, and I'll get on my computer shortly and send you the address. And you can give me a phone call or get me on the radio. Be sure I'm home because it's a good little ride over here from Easley. So I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY.
All right, talk to you later, David. You said you knew a career, am I right?
Again, I got some noise here in the room. I didn't understand you.
The PPH is clear, South Carolina?
Negative. I'm down Highway 25 in southern Greenville County. You'd come through Ware Place and just about down 25 to the Greenwood County line. But I'll send you the address, and if you do a Google map, it'll show you probably the back roads to get over here. And from my house to my brother's house is about 35 miles, so that might give you an idea. And it's usually doing the speed limit, it's about a 45 minute drive.
I might see if we can't meet up somewhere as long as you didn't have an issue with that.
Okay, well, we can probably do that too. You know, like I say, I've got a doctor's appointment this afternoon, so today's not a real good day, and I've got something. I'm going fishing with a friend of mine in the morning, but I'll be home tomorrow afternoon, and then the weekend's open except for Sunday morning. I'll be at church.
Okay, that. I might see if we can't meet somewhere like Traveler's Rest or something like that.
No, Traveler's Rest wouldn't be good at all. That Pilser would be good. Traveler's Rest would be about a 60-mile drive for me.
Okie dokie. All right, well, 73, David, I'll be on the side with you.
Yeah, I could meet up with you somewhere in Easley. It'd be fine, and just let me know what time, and I bring the equipment over to Easley. It'd be okay. So you have a good day. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4 NXY.